Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chof Hey, and we are 19 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Dalet Omid Beis, the two dots, Kosav Ligarish Asakdoilo, Lo Yigarish Boya Saktana. Today's daf is being learned Ilu Nishmas, Chayim Elazar, Ben Yibodo Lechayim, Rib Shimshin Aryeh. So yesterday, Be'ezr Sashem, we began a new perek, the third perek of Mesechtes Gittin, which begins with a halacha that we learned about all the way back on Daf Beis, and that is that a get has to be written lishma. Now, the truth is, whether or not a get has to be written lishma is b'machloikis shnuya. It's really totally in the machloikis that underpins and permeates the entire Masechtas Gittin. The machloikis Rameh and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar holds Eidei Mesira Karti. As a result, when it says in the Torah of Akasav Law, it means that the ksivas aget has to be law. La lishma, thus, there's a halacha that a husband or a sefer that's preparing a get has to do some with the proper kavana, it has to be done lishma. Rameir, however, who holds Eidei Chasim Makarti, holds that when it says in the Torah of a kasavla, what it means is the chasamla, so that the Torah is saying that the chasimois have to be lishma. But as it relates to the ksivas haget, it doesn't have to be lishma. And Rav Nachman said that Omer Hoyer Rameir, that not only midda iraisa does a get not have to be written lishma, but even midda rabbanon, it doesn't have to be written lishma. Stating that, we paskin like Rabbi Lazar, we paskin Eidei Mesira Karti. As a result, when it says in the Torah of a kasav, it means ksiva, law means lishma. The halacha is ksiva saget has to be lishma. And the Mishnah gave four different examples of a get that was written shaloi lishma. And the Gemara explained that all four of these examples are teaching us a separate knech and a chiddush that I wouldn't know from the other. So what were the examples? The first case was the most simple case. A man was walking in the street. He overheard soifrim who were practicing ksivas haget, and they were writing a get with fictional names. Just so happens that he wanted to divorce his wife, and those fictional names in his world were nonfiction. So he goes upstairs and he asks, "Can he buy this get?" The halacha is that it would not be kosher, and the reason is because they did not prepare it l'lishma. In fact, in that case, the get wasn't even prepared l'shem gerishin; it was l'hislamed. But the point is, it wasn't written l'shma, and as a result, it's going to be possible. The second case was where there was a man who wanted to divorce his wife. He prepared a get v'nimlach, and he decided that he doesn't want to divorce his wife. It just so happens there's another man who lives in the same city who has the same name as this man. His wife has the same name, and he wants to now purchase the get from him so that he'll use it to divorce his wife. The Mishnah says, Pasul Agarish Boy, it's not going to be okay. Because although this get was written L'Shem Gerishin, but it wasn't written L'Shem this person's Gerishin, it was written L'Shem the other person's Gerishin. As a result, it's going to be a problem. It's not L'Shma. The third case was where a man had two wives. Both of the wives had the same name. And he wrote a get for one. And he now decided that instead of divorcing this wife, he wants to divorce the other wife. In this case, the get was written l'shem gerishin. It was even written l'shem this baal's gerishin. However, it was written for Rachel, and now he wants to be megarish Leah. The Mishnah says that it's not going to be okay, and the reason is because, again, v'kosav lo l'shma means it has to be for that particular isha that you want to be megarish. In this case, that wasn't the way it was. Thus, it's going to be possible. And finally, the last case, which is very much going to be the topic of today's daf, was where a man told the sofer, "Ksoiv le'eza she'erza agarish." Again, this man has two wives that have the same name. He goes over to a sofer and says, "I want to divorce one of them. I didn't decide yet which one. So you write now the get. Have in mind le'eza she'erza mehen, whichever one of these women I'm going to decide later that I want to divorce." Says the Mishnah, it's possible. And the reason it's possible is because there's a halacha that ksivas haget has to be lishma. And in this case, at the time that the sofer wrote the get, he didn't have in mind a proper lishma. He had in mind le'eza she'erza agarish. However, being that we paskin ein breira, that was the Gemara's very short explanation for this part of the Mishnah, it's for that reason this igloi milsa l'mafreya doesn't work. And that's the fourth case that the Mishnah gave for where it's going to be possible. So as it relates to today's daf, the Iker focus is going to be on the last line and the fourth case of the Mishnah, the Breira case of the Mishnah. In fact, Gittin Daf Chafei is one of the important dafin and chas that discuss the halacha Breira. Breira is a sugya that's not easy. It's also a sugi that comes up a lot, and there's certain dafin that are synonymous with the sugi of Breira. One of them is in Masechtas Gittin, daf Chaf Hei. It's the daf that we're about to learn. Stating that, the first part of the daf is not going to discuss Breira, but rather is going to focus on two of the other tsiyurim that were mentioned in the Mishnah. As we get closer to the Breira Sugra, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll segue it. But for now, we need to focus on another part of the Mishnah. And that part also requires a tiny bit of an introduction. So there's a sugya that's discussed in the end of Masechtas Bava Basra. It's what's known as the city where there were two people who had the same name. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Hadorim Be'ir Achas. Now, it can make for practical confusion, but it also makes for fascinating halacha. In fact, the Gemara there has a very detailed discussion of different halachic ramifications that come about as it relates to the city and as it relates to these two individuals. As a negeya for what we need to know, the halacha is as follows. If you have two Yosef and Shimons that live in the same city, and one of the Yosef and Shimons would borrow money, the malva that has a shtar that says Yosef ben Shimon owes me money would not be able to go to Yosef ben Shimon and collect. And the reason is because Yosef ben Shimon can always say that although you have a shtar chayv that says that Yosef ben Shimon borrowed money, but it's the other Yosef ben Shimon. So alecha lahavi raya that it's me. And being that a shtar itself is not an indication which Yosef ben Shimon it is, so therefore the halach is that the malva would not be able to collect money. The same is true if one Yosef ben Shimon would try to collect money from another Yosef ben Shimon. So you have Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Hadarim Be'er Achas, and it says that Yosef ben Shimon loaned $100 to Yosef ben Shimon. So all these lawyers should be fired. Agav. But the bottom line is that if you have a Shtar Choyb that says Yosef ben Shimon owes Yosef ben Shimon money, so how could Yosef ben Shimon go over to Yosef ben Shimon and tell him that you owe me money? Say, how do I know how you money? Maybe you owe me money, right? It's impossible to know. So again, an interesting halacha that comes about from these Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Hador Be'er Achas. The Gemara discusses what would be if Yosef ben Shimon himself would have a shtar chayv that says that a person owes him money. So Yosef ben Shimon is the malfa, and he now pulls out his shtar, and he goes over to someone, and he says, you owe me money. Could the loifa tell Yosef ben Shimon that mehechatesi, I owe you the money. Maybe I owe somebody else the money. That's machloikis tana. That's not so clear. And the reason that case is a little bit different is because over here, you're not trying to collect from Yosef ben Shimon. Over here, Yosef ben Shimon is the one collecting. And to the extent that Yosef ben Shimon has a shtar in his possession, so that's already an umbana that probably he's the Yosef ben Shimon that the money is owed to. So if somebody's trying to collect from Yosef ben Shimon, mechatesi, I'm the Yosef ben Shimon. If Yosef ben Shimon is trying to collect from Yosef ben Shimon, so mechatesi again, I'm the loiva, maybe I'm the malva. But when Yosef ben Shimon himself is the one that's holding on to the shtar, and the person you're trying to collect from is for sure someone that owes money, because he's not one of the two Yosef and Shimon Zadarim Birachas. He's Chaim Yankel ben Ramosha, and there's one Chaim Yankel ben Ramosha that lives in this city. So we know for sure he owes money. So now the question is, do I owe money to you, or do I owe money to the other guy? The fact that I'm holding on to the shtar, that's a raglayim ledover, that I'm the one you owe the money to. And in that case, it's a machlokes tanam. So again, we can't learn kol ha'tayra kula regalachas, but this is the kitzur shulchan aruch of how you look at the Shnei Yosef and Shimon Hadarim Birachas. If you're trying to take from one of the Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Adar and Berachas, it's not going to happen. But if the Yosef ben Shimon is taking from someone who we know for sure owes money, the question is, does he owe money to this Yosef ben Shimon or to the other Yosef ben Shimon? To the extent that Yosef ben Shimon is walking around with a shtar in his possession, that's a little bit of a raglayim ledover that really the money is owed to him. So what does Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Adar and Berachas have to do with the sugya of Ksivas Agat Lishma? That is the very first part of today's daf. So the Mishnah said, Kosev Legarish Hazak Doilo, this was the third of the four cases that were mentioned in the Mishnah. So there's a man that has two wives. His wives have the same name. He wrote a get, adaita dehachi, to divorce the G'dayla. Rashi said the G'dayla was Lav Dafka, but he wrote a get, Adaita Dehachi to divorce one of his wives. And then he changed his mind. He decided that he wants to divorce instead the other wife. The halacha is that being that this din of Vikas Avla Lashma, even though it was written L'Shem Gerishin, and even though it was written L'Shem Gerishin Didei, but it wasn't written L'Shem Gerishin Dida, and therefore the halacha is, it's going to be possible. So the Gemara makes a dik. Tana hu delay matzi megarish bai. It sounds like it's only the Ketana, if he changes his mind, and he decides that instead of divorcing the Gedoyli, wants to divorce the Ketana, that's when it's a problem, because Sefelton Lishma, Hug Gedoyla Matzi Megarish Bay. But let's say he would want to divorce the Gedoyla. He had a mind to divorce the Gedoyla, and that's the one that he's going to divorce. It sounds like then it's going to be okay. Amar Rava, Rava said, Zoyse Meres, if this is the case, you can prove from here that Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Hadarim Birachas, that if you have two Yosef ben Shimon Hadarim Birachas, Moitzi and Shtar Chayv Alachayim. The halach is that they could be Moitzi or Shtar Chayv on somebody else. Meaning that machloik is tanoim in the sugi of Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Adar and Birachas, where if a Yosef ben Shimon is walking around with a shtar and he goes over to someone where the shtar says for sure that he owes money. The question only is, does he owe money to me? Does he owe money to the other guy? So the halach is, machloik is, says Rav, our mishnah is a raya to one of these tzadim, that Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Adar and Birachas, moitzi and shtar chayv alachem. What's the raya? Because these two women are really the equivalent to the Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Hadar and Berachas. Because you have a man, let's call him Reuven, who's married to two wives, we'll call them Leah and Rachel. And the point is that, I'm sorry, they have the same name. So they're both Leah, or they're both Rachel. But the point is they have the same name. So now, if the woman is going to go to her husband, or she's going to go to Beis Din, and she's going to say, I'm a Migureshes, how do you know that she's a Migureshes? Maybe really it's the other Tsara that's the one that was Migureshes, and really she's the one that now has the right to get married. She's the one that can collect the Ksuba. I don't know, all the nafkaminas that come about from being an Isha Gerusha. The halacha, it sounds like from the Mishnah, is that you could be Megarish and Isha in this case. Meaning the get is a fine get, as long as you want to be Megarish the Gedoyla. It's only going to be a problem if you change your mind and you want to marry the Ketana. This is a classic Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adar and Berachas. I'm holding a get that could mean me or could mean the other person. The teretz is, because being that I'm holding on to the get, and for sure the husband was Megarish, one of his two wives, my muchzika is in the get. Is there a glaim with that I'm probably the one? And this is a raya that even though in the sugis of Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adar and Berachas, there are issues, but that's only if you're trying to take from the Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adar and Berachas. But if the Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adar Berachas, one of the two, is the muchzik in the shtar, and you're coming now to be teveya from someone that for sure is a nitfa. The only question is to which one of them. So over there, there's not going to be a problem. So Rava said, I'm married to Gazach. So he say Meris, you see from this Mishnah, from the fact that the get works al kopanim for the gdoila, that the fact that they have the same name, that in and of itself is not a problem. And Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adar and Berachas Moitzi and Shtar Choyv Alachem. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told Rav, I hear what you're saying. You're saying very, very glad. Elamiyata. But if that's the case, Reisha Diktani. Let's go back to the second case of the Mishnah. What was the second case of the Mishnah? Shmi Kishmecha Pasul Legarish Bay. The case was where you had two people that lived in the same city. They had the same names, and their wives had the same names. One of them wrote a get to divorce his wife in Imlach, and now the other person wants to use it. The halacha is he can't. Now, it's tafka the sheni who delay matzi megarish, but it's the second person that can use it. Why not? Because it was shalei lishma. Harish and matzi megarish. But the person himself who wrote the get to divorce his wife, if he wanted to divorce his wife, if he wasn't a Nimlach, it would be okay. Abaya terava, why would it be okay? Vam rinan. But everybody agrees, and that's sugi of shnei yosef and shimon adar and birachas, v'loy acha yochalo hoitzni aleim that for sure, you cannot try to be Toiveya from one of the Shnei Yosef and Shimon's. Meaning, if this woman's going to go over to her husband now, and she's going to pull out a get, and she's going to say, you divorce me, you know what the husband can say? This get is a get that I gave you. Maybe really the other person that's living in the city divorced his wife, and somehow or another, you're holding on to the get. But the bottom line is that how could that work? And that for sure doesn't work in the sugi of Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adar and Berachas. Because the only time there's even a machlokes tanoim regarding Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adar and Berachas is if one of the Shnei Yosef and Shimons is holding on to the shtar, and he's being teveya from someone that's not one of the Shnei Yosef and Shimons, who for sure is shuldig over here. The question is it to this Yosef and Shimon or to that Yosef and Shimon? Alzeh nemar the sugya of Shnei Yosef and Shimon. But that case is where there's a machloikis. But in the event that you're being toveya from one of the Shnei Yosef and Shimons, whether it's a Yosef and Shimon being toveya from another Yosef and Shimon, or it's someone else being toveya from a Yosef and Shimon, for sure you wouldn't be able to. Yeah, from the Mishnah it sounds like you could. Because from the Mishnah it sounds like that if this Isha would have been divorced from her husband in a proper way, she'd always be able to use this get to prove that she's a Megureshes. How could she prove that she's a Megureshes? This is a classic Shnei Yosef and Shimon, Adam Berachas. Now, Mechetesi, it's her get. Maybe it's the other person's get, and the other person's husband was the one that divorced her. Elamai, said Abayas. What do you have to say? Yisloch Lamem, you have no choice. But to say that our Mishnah has nothing to do with the sugya of Shnei Yosef and Shimon, Adam Berachas. Ah, it does. You must say the Edom Esiri that the Mishnah is talking about with the way Edom Esiri for Rabbi Lazi, and it's going according to Rabbi Lazi. No, Achanab Edom Esiri for Rabbi Lazi. Meaning, in the second case of the Mishnah, you're going to be forced to say that the way Edom Esiri for Rabbi Lazi. So in the third case of the Mishnah, you'll also say the way Edom Esiri is going according to Rabbi Lazi, just like the second case can't be a Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adar and Berachas Liga case. Third case also can't be a Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adar and Berachas Liga case. Why not? Do an Edim Asir. If there's Edim Asir, the Edim Asir are going to tell us what's going on. They'll know exactly which Yosef, which Ben Shimon, which Rachel. They're going to have all the information. They're going to know all the facts. And it's based on that it's going to be. Okay, so to Gemara Vayta. Amar Rav. Going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah gave four examples of a get. Shaloi Lishma. And what's the halach in all four examples? Pasul Ligarishma. It's very straightforward. All four of these cases, the halach is you can't be Migarish. So Rav said a chiddush. He said, Kulam poislam bikuhuna. Although all of these gittin are not kosher gittin, however, at the same time, a woman that receives a get like this is going to be pasul kahuna. She's going to have a din of a gerusha that she will not be able to marry a kohen, chutz min arishin, with the exception of the first case. The first case is so not a get that over there, not only is a pasul lagarish boy, but she's not even going to be pasul to a kohen. Shmuel said, af rishin nami pasul. Shmuel said, no, that just like it's true for the latter three cases, true for the first case as well, all four of these gittin are pasul lagarish boy, but at the same time, all four of these gittin are going to be gittin to the extent that we're going to treat this woman as a grusha, that she will never be able to marry a kohen. Now, what's the background to this halacha? Background is a Gemara, Masechtas Gittin, Da Pei Beis Amid Beis. It's what's known as Reach HaGet. The case of Reach HaGet is where a man divorced his wife, and he told his wife that I'm being megarish you. However, I want you to be aser to everybody else. Meaning, I want you to be a grusha towards me. But as it relates to everybody else, I want you to be treated like an eshes ish. So obviously, the halach is that this gerishin is not a gerishin, doesn't feel like krisos, right? So you can think of reasons why this wouldn't be okay. Stating that, the Gemara says a very big chiddush. The Gemara says that this woman will never be able to marry a kohen. And the Gemara actually learns it out from a pasuk. It says, V'isha grusha me isha lo yikachu. And we learn from there, afilu lo yiniskarsha elami. And this is what's known as Reach HaGet. So a man gave his wife a get. The get is not a kosher get. There's no shayla in the world. But at the same time, it is considered a get. She has a din grusha as it relates to the fact that this woman will not be able to marry a kohen. Now, there's a big machloikis rishonim, or the Reach HaGet a din deiraisa, so it's a din derabanan. Pashas, you would think it's a din derabanan. But the reason it sounds like a din deiraisa is because the Gemara quoted a pasuk. But the bottom line is, there's a concept of Reach HaGet. Another thing, and that you see very clearly from this Gemara, is that the halacha of Reach HaGet is not only true in that specific case, but Tein L'chacham V'yech Gamoy. This is a concept that you're able to broadly apply. That there's certain gittin that are not gittin, but at the same time, a Reach HaGet, Seshmekti HaGet, so on some level it is a get. L'may naf gemina, L'chumra, that this woman will have a din grusha, she will never be able to marry a kohen. So as it relates to our sugya, we had a whole mishnah, four cases of gerish and shaloi lishma, where the halacha is, it's going to be pasul agarish boy, stating that, Rav said, and Shmuel said, that there's going to be an issue of reich again. However, machloikis, regarding the first case. Rav said, kulam poisim bikuhuna chutz min arisha. The first case is so no shaykhis, because it wasn't even written l'shem krisos, so over there, there's no halacha of reich again. Shmuel said, no, af rish and nami poisim. Even the first case, so it's going to be halacha of reich haget. Shmuel that said that even in the first case, still there's reich haget. It's Shmuel shitasid. Amar Shmuel said, "Kol malkim sheshanu chachamim get pasul." Every single time the chachamim said that a get is pasul, so the halacha is pasul. The get is pasul upaisul. But at the same time, it makes this woman pasul to marry a kohen. So the get is pasul, upaisel, but it also makes her into a grusha. It's an oxymoron. The pasel and the paisel are two opposite things. The get is not a good get. It's pasel. Upaisel, she is pasel. Chalitza psula. Shmuel continued, and he said that every time Chazal said regarding the chalitza that the chalitza is psula, it means that the chalitza itself is not a kosher chalitza. However, at the same time, upaisel samina achen. The chalitza makes her pasul to ever be able to marry one of the other brothers. The background to this halach is that it says in the Torah, "Shaloi yivne space achiv," and we learn from there, "Kivan shechalatz shuv lo yivne," that once one of the brothers does chalitza to one of the yivamos, the halach is that at that point you can't do yibum anymore. At that point, there's never going to be able to be any marriage between any of these yavams and any of these yivamos. So there's a psul that comes about through chalitza, a psul the iraisa that comes about through chalitza. Incidentally, there's psul the rabbanon as well. Chalutza's asur to a kai, but that's only the rabbanon. But we're dealing on the deiraisa level. There's an issa deiraisa that comes about through chalitza. It's the issa deiraisa of kivon she loibano shuv loyivne. It said Shmuel that a chalitza psula is poisel samin achim. So even though it's not a good chalitza, but there's a rea chalitza, just like there's a concept of rea chaget, and the halach is, we're going to treat it like a chalitza, that she's going to be also to the achim. Either way, this is Shmuel Shitasai. What's the Shmuel Shitasai? Because Shmuel said, kol makim. Every single time Chazal said, a get is poisel, the halach is, it's poisel. That's why Shmuel said, our Mishnah had said, poisel, if every single time, it means not only the latter three cases, it means the first case as well. Zokti Gemara, but my Rav Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they used to say as follows, Shmeid Rav Elazar, in the name of the Mara, the Eretz Yisrael, Rav Elazar, Smol Chalayla, if a chalitza was done on the left foot, chalitza has to be done on the right foot. Or chalitza was done at night, chalitza has to be done during the day, psulois, the halach is the chalitza, psulu upoislois, and it's going to pasul from the achim, katan va'anpilio. If a katan did a chalitza, it has to be a gadol, or if they did chalitza with a sack as opposed to with a shoe, psula is there, the halach is, it's going to be possible. However, the ain't poisnois, it's not going to be possible. So it relates to our Mishnah, so you have four cases of gittim psulim. What about reich aget? Machlik is Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, you have reich aget on the latter three, not in the first. According to Shmuel, every time Chazal said possible, you always have reich aget, which means you can have it regarding the first as well. But the Gemara brings more sheet. The Zairi, Zairi said, kulan ain't poislin, chutz mina achre. As it relates to Reich, again, in our Mishnah, the first three are not going to be possible. And the reason is because these gittin are so not gittin that you're not even going to have a Reich again. The only one that you will have Reich again is the Achroin. And the reason is because in the Achroin, you have to come on to Embrera for why it is that it's going to be possible. And that's not enough of a reason to say that it shouldn't be a reich aget. So ein breira is a reason that it shouldn't be a kosher aget, but not a reason that it shouldn't even have a reich aget. Chinam Rav Asi said the same thing. Kulon ein poislin chutz min achron. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, af achron nami einoi poisel. Rabbi Yochanan said that the first case, the second case, the third case, even the fourth case, all four cases, the halacha is that not only are they not a get, but they're not even a reich aget. And the Gemara says, if Rabbi Yochanan, he's the only one that said this, holds that even the fourth case is not a reich aget, it must mean that Rabbi Yochanan holds not only ein breira, but ein breira with an exclamation mark. That ein breira is such a festa svara that it says that there was no gerushin, but nishtafilu a reich aget. And the Gemara says, v'oz Rabbi Yochanan l'tameh, that is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai, who said what? We'll see in a second. Who holds of the halacha of ein breira. And the truth is, even though there's no two dots right here, the two dots are coming in a few lines, this is really where the Gemara is about to pivot, and the Gemara is going to get into the breira chelak of the sugya. So we're not going to introduce it. I think what breira is and isn't, A, is hard, and B, is going to emerge from just going through the cases and the daf, and just from learning the Gemara that we're about to learn. But just in one line, there's a machlokes in Shas, whether yesh breira or ein breira. So what exactly is the machlokes? The machlokes is, could a person do something right now where the outcome of what it is he did is not mavur? Something will happen at a later point. When that something happens, now it will be nizbar, what was lacking in Bira at the time that he did the Maisa, so that we can say, Gloy Milsalam Afreya, that that's really what was supposed to be. So really, the case that we know up until this point is the Mishnah, where the halach is that Ksivas Aget has to be Lishma. A Sefer wrote a get, and when he wrote the get, he didn't have in mind Lishma. And the reason is because the husband who is paying him to write this get, doesn't know yet which one of his wives he wants the divorce. He has two wives that have the same name, and he's still pending his decision. So he says, could we say that later, when the husband decides which one of the wives he wants the divorce, it'll be a gloy milsalam afreya, that's the one of the wives that the get was written for, and as a result, we're going to look at this get as having been written l'shma. If you hold yesh brera, you could do that. If you hold ein brera, you can't do that. And really, it's telling the machloek is a brera, ein brera. If Rabbi Yochanan said that k'soiv le'ezah she'etzah mehen agarish, that loch is, then not only is the get possible, but it even doesn't have a reich again. It must be the Rabbi Yochanan has a very strong position, a very lopsided position, a very confident position of ein brera. And the Gemara says that is Rabbi Yochanan shita in shas. It's Rabbi Yochanan tameh. So what's the other place Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha of ein brera? The Amar of Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, ha'achin shechoku l'kuchay same brothers that divide the Yerusha. So a man died, he left over a Yerusha, and he left over sons. So the sons came together, they divided this Yerusha, karka, that's what it was. So the halacha is, we view them as having purchased their respective Yerusha from each other, and the nafkamina is umachzir in zelazeh beyoyvel. The halacha is that when Yoyvel comes, they're going to have to return their chaluka back to where it was, meaning back to the original estate that they had inherited. So the background to this halacha is psukim in the Torah. If a person sells a stei achuza in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that once Yoyvel comes, it goes back to its original owner. So every 50 years, when it was Shanim Ketikuna, Klal Yisrael was Shriyan al Admasan, there was a reset button that was hit. And one of those halachas were that the avodim would go free and the fields, the stei achuzos, would go back to their original owner. Rabbi Yochanan said an unbelievable chiddush. He said that if a man dies and he leaves over a Yerusha, Reuven and Shimon, they divide this piece of property that they got from their father. Once Yovel comes, it has to go back. And the reason that it has to go back is because we view them as having purchased their respective chelik from each other. And if somebody buys a field, let's assume this was a stei achuza, the halacha is it goes back by Yovel. Okay, so they just bought fields from each other and therefore it goes back to Yovel. Now, Vekana ben Shoyel, they didn't buy anything. Shaychis. There was a mekach u'memker, there was a bill of sale. This was an inheritance. This was a Yerusha. Man died, he left over a property. It was worth $1,000. Two brothers came together. He took $500 worth. He took $500 worth. And they did a fear even yachloiku. What makes this into them being lekuchas? The longest behind it is ein brera. How so? Because the way Yerusha works is b'memela, right? Even a katan k'yarsha m'deiraisa, who has no schia. It's something that happens automatically. When a man dies and he leaves over an estate, m'memela, automatically, the children yarsha. The question is, what happens when there's two children? So they both yarshin everything. L'chura, that's what happens. Which then means that, really, the moment the Yerusha went into effect, these two brothers both have a claim on the entire state. They both yarshin the entire thing. When they decide to split, and they decide that, why, we're both going to own the same thing, it's just going to be a little too faplunted. So why don't I take this, and you take that, and like this, we can both do our own thing, live and let live, and everything's going to be fine. That's a privately negotiated transaction that they did between themselves, which is mutal l'chatchila. There's no problem with doing that. But that comes after the Yerusha. The Yerusha was that they both yarshin the entire estate. Afterwards, they decided to make this little chalukah. What's this chalukah? It's like as a chalupin. You'd be machlif, par v'chamar. I'll take the par, you take the chamar. I'll take the east, you take the west. I'll take the north, you take the south. That transaction that they decided to do amongst themselves, that's a mekach u'memkar for all intents and purposes. And being that that's a mekach u'memkar, we look at them as being lekuchas. If someone buys or sells stei achuza, bezman sheyovel noyik, the halach is it goes back by yovel, and therefore it's going to go back by yovel. But this explanation and description of how chalukka plays out in Yerusha is true only if you hold ein brera. If you hold yesh brera, you don't have to see it that way. Then in lumdis, you can stretch it a little bit. And what you could say is that although it's true that at the time that the father died, the Yerusha was chal hal, in one piece, one big lump that they both got together. But being that it was understood that there might be a yachluka, so that Yerusha was pending the chalukah, And when the chalukah actually happens, igloy milsalam afreya, that they didn't both yarshin everything, but he yarshin what he yarshin, he yarshin what he yarshin. Whether or not you look at it the first way, you look at it the second way, it's totally yesh prayer, ain't prayer. From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said, ha'achin shachokul ukuchay seim umachzir nadzal zebi yoivel, that's a raya that heals ain't prayer. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan tamei, Rabbi Yochanan that says that in our Mishnah, not only ain't prayer, the apostle Agarish, but it's not even poysel, it's the one case we don't have reyach again, it's because he holds ain't prayer. That's Rabbi Yochanan shitasa, he holds ain't prayer in the sugya of the achin shachokul. The Gemara says that these two Rabbi Yochanans are so shitasa, they even have to know why Rabbi Yochanan had to say it twice. Had to make it clear that he holds Ein Breira in our Mishnah, and he holds Ein Breira in the case of Achin Shechoku, because I would not be able to learn one from the other. Why not eat Marbaha? Because that I only had our Mishnah, I would have thought, "Baha kam Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Breira, Mishum de Beinu Lal Shema." Maybe in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan holds there's no Reich Hakeh because he holds Ein Breira. That's because it's a din that it has to be Lishma. Avol Hasam, but as it relates to Achin Shechoku, even though it's true he holds Ein Breira, but Lav Dafka would he hold that Machzirin Zelaz Abiyovel because Mecher Huda Amar Achmar Lahad Abiyovel Avol Yerusha Umatan Alay. Because at the end of the day, even though you can hear that if you hold Ein Breira, the way to look at the brothers is as if it was a Mecha Chamemker, but I said, wasn't. At the end of the day, if you ask a lawyer, was this a Mecca Chamemke? You'd say, no, it was a Yerusha, and they divided the Yerusha. Pashtus, the way you would categorize this transaction was not as a Mecher, and the Torah says Mecher. So even if Rabbi Yochanan owns Ein Breira, I know that Klar from the Mishnah, but Lav Davka, he would hold Machzir and Zalaz Abiyoivel. That's a leap of faith. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan wanted to be clear. Achin Shechok with Allah is Machzir and Zalaz Abiyoivel. Okay, Vyashmin and Sodeh, had Rabbi Yochanan only told me the Allah of Achin Shechok with Kuchas and Machzir and Zalaz Abiyoivel. So I know Rabbi Yochanan owns Ein Breira. Otherwise, they wouldn't be lekuchas. And I also know that lav dafke mecher. So I know lechera everything that I need to know. But the Gemara says, no, there's two reasons maybe why I wouldn't know our Mishnah. Number one, I would think that maybe dafke over there, the halacha is that yisnei ein breira mishum de lechumra. Meaning, maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds that lechumra, the halacha is ein breira. But at the same time, lechumra, you also have to say yesh breira. Meaning, from the fact that it's machzirun zelazeb yoivel, could be that's lechumra, you have to observe the din of yoivel. But maybe napater is vadai. So that lechumra, ein breira, but also lechumra, yesh breira. Lamai nafkimina. Oh, in our Mishnah. So you lechumra, pasal agarish boy. But lechumra, it have a reich again, and she would be also to a kohen. So I need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me also in our Mishnah that there's no reich again because I hold Ein Breira, not Lechumra. I hold Ein Breira, even Lekula. And that's why Ein Breira says it's not even a reich again. Inami. Or I can tell you another reason why maybe I wouldn't be able to prove 100% that Rabbi Yochanan owns Ein Breira from the case of Achin Shechalku, because I would think Ketchila. Maybe, although Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha of Achin Shechalku, Lekuchay Seim, Umachzirun Zelazevi Yovel, it's not because Rabbi Yochanan owns Ein Breira. Like Rabbi Yochanan holds Yesh Breira. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that it could be the law of Yovel is that you always reset. And Loishna, if there was a Mecha Chamamgar, Loishna, if there was a Yerusha, and the brothers divided. Even if you hold Yesh Breira. So, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said, Machzirun Zelazeb Yoivel, it could be it's because he holds a Chiddush in the laws of Stei Achuza. But Lav Davka has anything to do with the Locha Breira. Because I can tell you that Rabbi Yochanan's Yesh Breira, but he has a Chiddush. He holds in the Suya Machzirun Zelazeb Yoivel, Lav Davka Mecher, Hu Adin, if there was a Yachloiku, Hu Adin, if there was a Yerusha. Aval Hacha, in our Suya, which is a straight up Suya, Breira, Ein Breira, Ein Malai. Maybe he doesn't hold Ein Breira. Tzricha, that's why it had to be clear. So from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan holds Ein Breira, it's not Muchach yet. Ha'achan Shachoku, Lekuchay Se Machzirun Zelazeb Yoivel. From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan holds Achan Shachoku, Lekuchay Se Machzirun Zelazeb Yoivel, it's not Muchach yet. He holds Ein Breira. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan clarified his position. So we know Rabbi Yochanan's position. Rabbi Yochanan's position is Ein Breira. And that's why, even Lekula doesn't have any Reich again because Rabbi Yochanan's Shita is Ein Breira, Filo Lekula. Rabbi Yochanan's Shita also is Achan Shakalku. We look at them as Lekuchais because Ein Breira. And there's no way to say after the Achloiku, Igloi, Milsam, Afreya, that each person Yashin directly from the father, Machzirin, Zelazeb, Yoivel. I only know this understanding of Rabbi Yochanan because he said both things that he said. But at the end of the day, in the final analysis, Rabbi Yochanan just walked us very stark into the Sugya Breira. And he gave us his position very, very clearly. Told it to us twice. Lahitzim Yiliban. Yochanan Shita is Ein Breira. Zok de Gemara. Paimene Rav Hoshia, me Rav Yehuda. It's Rav Hoshia da Amoira. Ask Rav Yehuda da Amoira the following question. Amal Lafa. What would be if a man tells a Seifer? Ksoiv le'eza shetetze bepesach t'chilo. Goes over to a Seifer. He says, I have two wives. They have the same name. I want to divorce one of them. I'm not sure which one. And I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking whichever one of my wives walks out of this Pesach first, he's the one that I want to give a get to. And he says, I want you to have that in mind. That should be your kavanah. Because of Lolishma, he's a Lamdin, he knows how this works. So he says that I want your kavanah to be that I'm writing it l'shem, eiza shetetze b'Pesach t'chila. Is it going to be okay or is it not going to be okay? So this is the question Rav Hoshi asked Rav Yehuda. Amalei, so what Rav Yehuda told Rav Hoshi? I think everybody would have told him that. Tanisu, it's a mafurish a Mishnah. Yes, I'm Ikein. The third case in a Mishnah. Amalei, laugh if somebody tells a Seifer. If he tells the Sefer, he says, I want you to have in mind, not the third case, the fourth case, I want you to have in mind whichever one of the wives that I'm going to decide. So meaning you have in mind right now that that's the one that you should have the kavan of l'shma for. What's the halacha? Pasul agarish. By Alma, what do you see from there? Ein breira. No, so if it's ein breira in the case of the Mishnah, it's going to be ein breira in that case as well. So esavei. So after Rav Yehuda told Rav Hoshia it's a mafurish of Mishnah, Rav Hoshia asked the Makasha, Oim levanov, if somebody tells his sons, Hareini shoychet es ha-pesach, ami sheyala mikem rishon li-Yerushalayim. I'm going to shech the carbon Pesach, and I'm having in mind that whichever one of you come to Yerushalayim first, you're the one that's going to be zoicha, you'll be from the menuyin on the carbon Pesach. So what's the background to this halacha? The halacha is that in order to partake in the carbon Pesach, you had an RSVP. But not just an RSVP that, you send a nice message, I'm coming, and looking forward to attend the simcha. RSVP meant that you have to be koina, works with dinei kinyanim, and you have to be a shtickel shutif, a shtickel bailim in the Karban Pesach in order for this to work. So this is a father who's going to bring the Karban Pesach, and he gets to decide which one of his kids are going to be the menuyim and which one's not. So he told him like this, whichever one of my boys is going to make it up to Yerushalayim first, he's the one that's going to be Zaycha. So it says the halacha, kimen shenichnas rishon roshei verubai. This is like a finish line here. When the first person enters Yerushalayim, roshei verubai, that's the definition of entering Yerushalayim, when you're roshei verubai, zacha b'chelkai, the halacha is he's Zaycha, he's the winner, umezakeh zacha v'imai. However, his brothers, they come along for the ride. So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? Yesh breira. Why? Because at the time that the father shechted the Karban Pesach, it wasn't clear yet who he was shechting the Karban Pesach for. When is it going to be clear when the brother who wins the race wins the race? So at the time of the Shechita, we don't know who the Menuyim are. But it was done with this ambiguity. I'll do it al-Manas. Whoever that person's going to be, he should be the winner. But what you see is that when that plays itself out, the glory of Milsa Mafreya, that he was the one. Oh, so you say Meres, it's Mefurish, Yesh Breira. So Rav Hoshia asked Rav Yehuda, what's the case with the Lavler? He was placed from the Mishnah, Al-Me'en Breira. And he said, what do you mean I see it from here? Yesh Breira. So Amaleis, Rav Yehuda told Rav Hoshia, Hoshia Beri, ah. What are you telling to Masachtis Psachim to Masachtis Gittin? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Don't we know Rabbi Yochanan said, Kadei Lazar Zem Mitzvahs? Then, no, in that case, really, when the father did the Shechit, he had everybody in mind. He didn't just have in mind the one son that was going to win. Really, he had everybody in mind. He was just trying to be Mazaris them. These kids didn't know. So he told them, I'm telling you now, the only person that's going to get from the government president, they're all running and they're sweating and they're schwitzing. That was the idea. The idea was to be Mazaris them. Meaning, loyal main prayer, this would never work. The only reason it worked there is because he really had everybody in mind. They could not me. And the emphasis is Meduyik that way. Diktani, because what's the price to say? Kivin Shenichnas Rishon. When the first person wins, and everybody else comes along with the ride. So said Rav Yehuda, what's that all about? If when the father shechted the carbon pass, he really had everybody mind shaper. So even the loser gets to partake. But if you're going to tell me that he really didn't have everyone in mind, so is it possible for somebody after Shechita to suddenly jump on board? But now we learned in the Mishnah, Nimnin u'moishchin yedei mimenu. You can join a Karban Pesach, or you can walk away from a Karban Pesach, ad sheyishachet, only up until the Shechita. So, at best, it's the winner that should be part of this Karban Pesach. But, how could everybody else be part of the Karban Pesach? The teretz must be that really the father had everybody in mind. There's nothing to do with breira. He had everybody in mind. That's why the winner, even though ain't breira, could partake. And that's why the losers, who zicha shouldn't be able to partake, are able to partake. Therefore, this is a klara raya that this has nothing to do with our sugya. The Gemara says, Tanya nami yochi. I'll even bring you a braisa that supports this idea as well. I said there was a story. Once upon a time, a father did this. told this to all his children, and you know who won? The Banois won, and not the Banim. And the Brice says, Venimtsu, and what emerged was Banim's Rizois. The Banois ended up looking as this Rizois, Ubanim Shveilim, and the Banim ended up looking like the Shveilim. What's the Tayanami Hachi? So Rashi says, it says that the Banois were Rizois, and the Banim were Shveilim. What it should have said was, the Banois was Zoichois, and the Banim were Loizacho. It's mashma, everybody was Zoicha. Why was everybody Zoicha? The Teretz is, because really he had everybody in mind, and as a result, this has nothing to do with the Breira Sugya. So the bottom line is, the Gemara just brought an exchange between Rav Hoshnia and Rav Yehuda that's very much negated the Sugya of Breira. So let's chazer over the exchange. Rav Hoshnia goes over to Rav Yehuda, and he says, I have a question for you. My shayla is like this. A person goes over to a cipher, and he says, I have two wives that have the same name. I want to divorce one of them. I'm not sure which. I'd like you to write the get. I know there's a din of a kasav lal d'shma. Please have the following kavana. Have in mind that whichever one of my wives is going to emerge from the Pesach first, she's the one that should be migureshes. Would this work or would this not work? This was a shayla. So Rav Yehuda didn't even have to think. He said to Nisua, it's enough in a Mishnah. It's mamish the fourth of the four cases of the Shaloi Lishma that I mentioned in the Mishnah. Amar lav, if a person goes over to Saif and he says something similar, not the same thing, but similar. He says, I want you to write a get. I know you have to have a mind Lishma. Have in mind, le'ezah she'eretz mehen agarish. Whichever wife I decide that I want to divorce, that's the one that should be megureshes. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that it's possible to garish by. Why? Because of Ein Breira. No, so if it's possible over there because of Ein Breira, so it's going to be possible over here because of the same Breira. And then Rav Hoshnia followed up with Akasha. He told Rav Yehuda that if you're right, that in the case I asked you, that loch is Ein Breira, so why is this different than a father who shechts a carbon Pesach, al mishe yalem mikem rishon liyerushalayim, where the halach is whoever comes first is going to be Zaych. If Ein Breira, so at the time of the Shechita, we didn't know yet who that one was going to be. So how do you have a right to say later, Igloi Muslim afraid that the Karban Pesach was brought for him? And Rabbi Yehuda said, Hoshia Beri, Ma'in Yipsachim Eitzel Gid. It's not a Tushal, that's not working with the Sugi of Breira. A whole bunch of Rayas, Tanya Kavasi, Tekanami, has nothing to do with Breira. He had everybody in mind, it was a shpil. Kidei Lazarism b'mitzvahs. So Abaya heard this whole exchange, and Abaya made a very sadistic comment. Amar Abaya. So Abaya said that I'm listening to this shakta v'tariya between Rav Hoshia and Rav Yehuda, and I'm mamish nishtayim. Kabayi minei toilu v'das acherim. Rav Hoshia asked Rav Yehuda a question. The core of the question is yesh breira ein breira. His question, however, was where the plia, the unknown, is something that's not in his control. It's not under the control of the husband, it's not under the control of the soifer who's sitting down and having the kavanah of lishma. What was the question? The question was, could the soifer have in mind for the woman that's going to leave the house first? That's not something in their control. It's something in the freis control. So the shayla essentially was, yesh breira ein breira, where you're being toil b'das achir. Fika poshulei toil b'das atzmai. And what was Rabbi Yehuda's ra'i? I have a ra'i from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is you being told about that's atzmai. Who gets to decide which wife he wants to divorce? What was the tliya? He said, "Ksoiv le'ezesh eretz agarish," where the husband said, "I want you to write based on the one that I'm going to decide that I want to divorce." So how could you stelt sue a case of Toilet Badas Acherim to a case of Toilet Badas Atzmai? And by the way, said Rav Abaya, Vahada Moisev La, and then Rav Hoshia asked the follow-up question of Rav Yehuda. What was his question? Again, from Toilet Badas Acherim. L'chura, I think we're conflating two different subcategories of Breira. There's a case of Breira where the Tli is a Toilet Badas Atzmai. There's a case of Breira where the Tli is a Toilet Badas Acherim. And I don't think they're the same thing. So said Abaya, Rav Hoshia asked the Kasha of Toilet Badas Acherim. Rav Yehuda is being poached for Toilet Badas Atzmai. Then Rav Hoshia is asking again for Toilet Badas Acherim. To me, they're not talking to each other, these two inyanim. This Tanei Chit and Vahaydalai Besairim going on over here a little bit. And Emes is, I think if you misbind him for 1 second, Abaya's Taina is really the beer in Rav Hoshia's question. Right? I think the obvious question here in the Gemara is, what was Rav Hoshia's shaila to Rav Yehuda? Rav Hoshia didn't learn the Mishnah? He comes to him and Imamish asked him a mefurish Mishnah. It's a plea of an azach. He asked him a question. It's an amoira talking. And he asks a kasha that's a Mishnah. Rav Yehuda says, Tinisu, it's a Mishnah. And even the follow-up, he starts varfing from somewhere else. Right? It's a pella. And what's the teretz? The teretz l'chayra is Abaya's Taina. Rav Hoshia knew the Mishnah. Of course he knew the Mishnah. Rav Hoshia, however, had it said that could be the only time you say Ein Breira is when you're Toilet B'das Atzma. But if you're Toilet B'das Acherim, it could be over there Yesh Breira. And that's where Rav Hoshia's question was different than the case of the Mishnah. Rav Hoshea wanted to know what would be if someone makes a Yesh Breira, dig a Ksivas Haget Lishma, where he's not Toil B'das Atzmi, he's Toil B'das Acher. Maybe there you would say Yesh Breira. Hagam in the Mishnah is before Yesh Breira, but maybe that's only because you were Toil B'das Atzmi. Maybe if you're Toil B'das Acher, maybe in that instance you would say Yesh Breira. That was the question. Rav Yehuda said to Nisua. So Rav Yehuda obviously doesn't think that there's a chilek. But I think Rav Hoshea thinks in his Ibaya that there is a chilek. And Emma says, what's Rav Hoshea's question? Esave, I'll ask you a kasha from the Karban Pesach. The case of Karban Pesach was vaiter, like Abaya said, toil b'das acher. And that's good for Rav Hoshea saying. Rav Hoshea is telling Rav Yehuda, my shayla is a chashayla from toil b'das acher. You're being poached from the Mishnah, which is toil b'das atzmai. I'll prove to you that there's a chilek between toil b'das atzmai and toil b'das acher. Meaning, at the end of the day, after Rav Yehuda told Rav Hoshea to Mefurish HaMishnah. What's Rav Hoshea asking from the case of Karban Pesach? It's still a Mefurish HaMishnah. The text is what he's trying to tell him. He's trying to tell him, I know the Mishnah, I always knew the Mishnah, but I'm going to show to you, I have a raya that there's a chilek between Toil B'das Atzmi and Toil B'das Acher. So I think Abayas Taina is what's going on here in Rav Hoshea's Ibaya and in the Shach with the Tire between Rav Hoshea and Abaya and Rav Yehuda, which then means, and I think this is Pashim Shana in the Gemara, Abaya's Kasha is not really so much a Kasha on Rav Hoshea. Abaya's Kasha is really a Kasha on Rav Yehuda. Meaning, Abaya understands L'chayra that that was Rav Hoshea's Ibaya and that was his follow-up when he shtel tzu psachim to get it. It's a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is like, Tinisua, it's an Avodah Mishnah. I don't know what you're talking about. There's no chilek. Tain is Abaya. How could you tell me there's no chilek? It's so poshut and svara that there should be a chilek between Toil B'das Atzmai and Toil B'das Acher. The question is, what's the svara? What is the svara? It seems to be Rav Hoshea's Shaila. That's the boy of Vinei Rav Hoshea and Rav Yehuda. And Abaya feels that way very, very confidently. And the question really is, what's the svara? So if you take a look at Rashi, it's Dibra Maschol Amr Abaya. So Rashi explains. It's like halfway down the Rashi. Says Rashi, Dilma may be Toilu B'das Atzmai less Lambreira. It could be Dafka by a Toilu B'das Atzmai. Like the case of the Mishnah, that's when you say Ein Breira. The Midda Asni Bereshna. Because being that he himself made a Tanai in something that he could decide now, but chose not to decide yet. Gila bedaitoi, what he was megala was shoyav poiseach al shnei sifim. Ma'in yipsochem etzel gittin. Right? Maybe there's a little pun here, but gila bedaitoi shoyav poiseach al shnei sifim. The lekel amemer hover the meyikara daita lahai. He himself wasn't sure, and because he himself wasn't sure, maybe then you say ein breira. However, avozesha tolav acherim. But the person that said a case where he was talking about Das Acherim, it could be Gomer Bedaite Meikara. It could be he had a full Gemiris Das. However, it's Leizer Shetetze. He just doesn't know what he's being Gomer Das for because that thing hasn't happened yet. So it's a nuance, but the bottom line is, Abaye is saying that I can hear a Shtark Svara that when it's a Talib Das Atzmai, being that you yourself are not sure, you're Poiseach Al Shnei Seifen, Sundi you say Ein Breira. But if you yourself are sure, it's just based on something that didn't happen yet. It has to play itself out. Maybe over there would be Yesh Breira. That was L'chay Rav Hoshea's Ibaya. And as a result, Abaya said, I don't understand Rav Yehuda's Taina. So who said this? Abaya is Omar Rava. So Rava commented on Abaya and he said, my Kushya, Abaya, I don't understand your grace of Kasha. Dilma, man, this Le Breira, Loishon Tegel Das Asma, Loishon Tegel Das Acherim. Is Le Breira. Man, the less Le Breira, Loishon Tegel Das Asma, Loishon Tegel Das Acherim. Less Le Breira. Rava told Abaya, Mechatesu, your Svar is a Svar. I hear you saying a Svar, Mechatesu. Rav Yehuda's Meshubet to Yosvar. Maybe Rav Yehuda holds that if you hold Yesh Breira, you always hold Yesh Breira. If you hold Ein Breira, you always hold Ein Breira. Amalei Rav Mesharshi L'Rava. The Mesharshi heard what Rava said. And he told Rava, you can't say that. Why? Because for Rav Yehuda, the Tanner Rav Yehuda, not the Meir, not Rav Yehuda we've been talking about, but the Tanner Rav Yehuda, the Toilet Das Atzmai, Lesley Breira. He clearly holds Ein Breira by Toilet Das Atzmai. The Toilet Das Acherim is Lesley Breira. Yet, when it comes to Toilet Das Acherim, it's Lesley Breira. Rav Mesharshi told Rava, Rava, you're saying Mechatesa Tabaya. No. Abaya wasn't coming with all his rayas. Oh, but the emes is nimuka imay. There's rayas to his taina. In fact, I could prove to you from the Tanner of Yehuda that Abaya's svara is a richtige svara. That when it comes to Toil B'das Atzmai, ein breira. But when it comes to Toil B'das Acherim, yesh breira. What's the raya? Says the Gemara the taina. Because we learned in a brisa. And this brisa that the Gemara is about to bring is probably the most famous example of the sugya of breira. So the background is, in order for a person to eat Peiros, to drink wine, if it all grew in Eretz Yisrael, he has to be mafresh trumas and maisers. If he eats without being mafresh trumas and maisers, he violates Isra of Tevel, which is an Issa Chomer. It's Misa Bidei Shemayim. Hacha b'maya skinon, where there was a person that bought wine from Kutim. Now, there's a long Rashi that walks us through which Kutim over here we're talking about, but these are Kutim that were chashud 100% on Trumas and Maisers. So we're going that the Kutim were Geri Emes, really the Yidden. And it's Kutim the Gzeir, it's before Chulun Davav, before Chazal Geizer, that the Kutim should not have a din as a Yid. As a result, their wine is Chayv and Trumas and Maisers. You just bought wine from them, they're Chashid, that they're not Mavish Trumas and Maisers. Rashi adds, by the way, they're even more Chashid than the Amoritz. This is even worse than that. So these Kutim 100% are chashid as it relates to Trumas and Maaser. So you bought Tevel Gomer, as far as you're concerned. And you want to now drink from the wine. The problem is you have no ability to be mafresh Trumas and Maaser. Now, why don't you have an ability? So it could be the reason is because you don't have a keli to put it into. It could be the reason is because Shabbos is coming, it's Bein HaShmashis already, so this is not for now. But the bottom line is, you would look, you have to be Mafesh Trumas HaMaisres, but the Metzias is, physically right now, you can't be Mafesh Trumas HaMaisres. Lama Zogin, it's Shabbos, and there's an Shabbos Cheshman. So, is there an Eitzah, is there no Eitzah? So it says, the Gemara, there was a Machloikis Tanah. HaLakeich Yayim Yibein HaKutim. If somebody buys Yayin from the Kutin, so Rav Meir said, there's an Eitzah. We'll see, it's Rameir and Amadeus. He said, Oymer, the person could say the following, Shnei Lugim Shani Asa the Hafrish. I'm not being Mafrish Chumaneh, but I'm going to be Mafrish to Lugim, so we're assuming there were 100 Lugim, Rashi says, Mitoich Meir. As it relates to the shear of Truma, Chita Achas Peteres, it's Akriba, to me, the Beininess is 150th, so that would be Shnei Lugim. So he says, the Shnei Lugim that I'm going to be Mafrish, I want to be Truma, already now. Asara, after that, I'm going to have to take off another 10 lugin. It's really 9.8, because you're going to be left with 98. But the 10 lugin that I'm going to have to be mafresh later, my serishin should be chal my serishin now. Then, the next 9 that I'm going to have to do for my sesheni, depending on what year in the Shemitah cycle it is, should be my sesheni. Umechol, you mechalo the my sesheni, because my sesheni is no reason to have to drink. It's very easy to just transfer the Kedusha onto something else. You can drink it right away, as I have Rameir. Meaning, Rameir says that even though you have no ability to be mafresh shumas and maestres, but there is an etza. The etza is you should be kairashay. You should say that there's truma, there's maiser sheni. Don't be mafreshit. Later be mafreshit. And when you be mafreshit later, be gloy milsam afraid that this, that you are mafresh, is going to be okay. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Oistrin. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, they all said it's not going to be okay. What's this machloikis tolian? So the Gemara throughout Shas says that this machloikis is tolian yesh breyer or ain breyer. Rav Meir says it works because yesh breyer. Rav Meir holds that later I could be mafresh, and when I'm mafresh later, Gloy Milsam Afreya, that this was the truma, this was the maiserishan. However, Rab Yosi, Rab Yehuda, and Rab Shimon, they all hold ain breyer, and as a result, you can't say Gloy Milsam Afreya that that's what happened. Just understand the case of Mashahu better. This person is going to have to be mafresh trumas and maisers right now. Well, let's just get this clear. Comes up so often in Shas. If you're not mafresh shumas and maaser right now, you're in tevel. So you have to be mafresh shumas and maaser. However, what you can't do now is you can't physically separate it. You can be mafresh, you can be kairishem in the vernacular, but you can't do the cheftz of the hafrasha because you have nowhere to put it. So basically what you're going to do is you'll be kairishem, which means that the shumas and maaser that are nis'arev in all this wine that you have right now, later you'll tail it a little bit, nuch Shabbos, or whenever it is, you have that keli, and when you do that, it'll be a gloy milsalam afreya, that whatever I drank was chulin, and whatever I was mafresh now is truma and maiserishin respectively. That's conceptually what it is you're doing. The question is, could you do that or could you not do that? Could you say that later when I'm mafresh, igloy milsalam afreya, that chelik that I was mafresh, already at the time that I was drinking was the truma, which means that what I drank wasn't that. I drank chulin or not. Rameya holds you could. Rabbi Yehuda Reza Rav Shimon holds you can't. Which l'chayr means Rameya holds yesh breira and Rabbi Yehuda Reza Rav Shimon holds ein breira. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? You see that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is ein breira. Now this is a case of Toyla Badas Atzmai. He's himself the one that's going to tell. He's going to decide later what's what. Toyla Badas Acherim is lay breira. You find Rabbi Yehuda holds that when it comes to Toyla Badas Acherim, yesh breira. And we learn to the Mishnah. Mahi ba'isin hayomim. So this is a Mishnah. The Kamon, the fine Gimel, and this is a Hilchis Gerishin case. So this is in the Sechtes Gittin, and the case over there is where a man was a chayla masukin, and he wants to divorce his wife, but he only wants to divorce his wife in the event that he is going to die. So he had a brother that lived somewhere, and there was going to be an issue with the yibum and the chalitza. So he decided that if he dies, he wants to divorce his wife, but he doesn't know if he's going to die. So he basically said, that in the event that I end up dying from this machla, so then I want this get to be a get. So the halacha is that if he dies from this machla, right, this is what we need, the get is going to be a get. Now, in get lacha misa. So, if the get's going to be a get, it means the get's going to be chal one moment before the misa is going to happen. So, this mishnah discusses mahi ba'isan ayamin. For that interim period, until he dies, how do we view this man lahalacha? Says the Gemara, Rav Yudah says, Arei keishas ish l'chol dvareh. We look her at her as she's an eishas ish, l'chol dvareh. She has a din vaday eishas ish. That's the point. She's 100% an eishas ish. Rashi, im koyin hu, mechalas betruma, v'imzinsa b'chanek. 100% she's an eishas ish. Yet, ulechi mayis, avigita. But if he dies, the halacha is that the get is going to be a get. What do you see from here? You see yesh breira. Why? Because at the time that the man gave the get, it wasn't his bar yet whether or not he's going to be divorced. You need to wait to see what happens later. If he's going to die, then sha'achas, before he dies, it's going to be chal the get. But at the time of the mesiras haget, at that point, there for sure wasn't a gerushin. Whether or not there's going to be a gerushin is something that's going to be in his bar later. And if Rabbi Yehuda says it works, obviously he holds yesh breira. Now this is a case of toil b'das acherim. Why is it toil b'das acherim? So there's a beautiful lashon Rashi. Rashi says v'tola tonight b'das misha moisay v'chayav tluyim b'yada. So this person was a toil b'das acherim, and still you see he holds yesh breira. So what do you see? Rabbi Yehuda's shita is as it relates al kech yamim ben akutim. It's aim breira. When it comes to this case of mahi b'isna yamim yesh breira, what must the difference be? The difference must be over there it's a toila b'das atzmai, therefore he holds ein breira. Over here it was toila b'das achem, that's where he holds the yesh breira. So Mishashi told Rabbi, you're telling Abai mecha teisi, what do you mean? It's klar his svar yesh breira. Incidentally, we're not going to go into this, but if you look at Rashi and Tosfos, this is a big arichus in the Rishonim, why this last case is really breira. Sounds a little bit more like a get ala tonight, a little bit less like breira, ayin shom. But the bottom line is, this was Ramashashi, his taina was that it's klar Abai's chilek in shita. Rav Yehuda, and then he continued. And then Rav told Rav more. Harav Shimon, I could prove it from Shitas Rav Shimon as well. The Tana Rav Shimon Bayichot. The Teilu B'das Atzmi Las Leibreira. The Teilu B'das Achirim Is Leibreira. Who you find that when it comes to Teilu B'das Atzmi, he holds Ein Breira, but by Teilu B'das Achirim he holds Yesh. Teilu B'das Atzmi Las Leibreira. You see, Rav Shimon holds by Teilu B'das Achirim Las Leibreira. Hadamar, the same Lekech Yaimi Ben Akutim that Rabbi Yehuda said doesn't work. It was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. So you see that the Torah b'das atzmai, Rabbi Shimon shita is ein breira, and yet the Torah b'das achirim is lei breira. When it comes to Torah b'das achirim, you see old yesh breira. The Tanya went to the brayis hareini bayalaich. A man goes over to a woman and he says, "I'm going to be boil you." Al menashe yirtzav. So he's saying, "I want it to be a beilu l'shem kedusha." Isha niktis bekesef shtar ubiya, but he makes like a shtickle tonight. Al menashe yirtzav. So the halacha is like this: Aval pi shaloi rotza ab mikudeshes. Even if the father didn't want, it didn't play itself out. Still mikudeshes, and Rashi says the ena the ma'isa bilasa bilas nos the gomra beliba the kedushim gemurim v'afil la yirtzav. That's Rashi. But the bottom line is, als ena the ma'isa bilasa bilas nos. But we need is the next sheet. Rav Shimon ben Yudaim v'shem Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said rotza of mikudeshes, loy rotza of ena mikudeshes. No, it depends on what the father wants. Now l'chayra, this is tali and breira. If the father is going to want igloy milsa ma'freya was a bi'al l'shem kedushim, if the father doesn't want, then igloy milsa ma'freya wasn't a bi'al l'shem kedushim. So you see, Rav Shimon holds yesh breira. The teretz is because it's table das acherim. L'keich ayim bein akutim is table das asmi. This is table das acherim. The bottom line is that what do you see from here? You see Sai Rav Yehuda, Sai Rav Shimon both hold that there's a chiluk in the sugya breira between table das asmi and table das acherim, which is a bias tainus. Rav Mishashi told Rava, how could you say loishna loish? Now you see clearly. Amalei, so Rava told Rav Mishashi, it's not true. Bein the Rabbi Yehuda, bein the Rav Shimon, Sai Rav Yehuda and Sai Rav Shimon, the two tanam that you brought me a raya from, loishna teil b'das atzmai, v'loishna teil b'das acherim, islu breira. They hold in all cases yesh breira. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda in the sugya mahi ba'isin ayamim harei kishas ishul chol varel. Yet later it's going to be chal again. And that's why Rabbi Shimon also omi kudeshes play rotsa v'ena mikudeshes. I lekech yai mivin akutim. Why is the halacha that it's asiv? Hasan kedektani taima. Over there, Chazal already were megalitos. They themselves said it. Omru leid Rameya. These Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi also, they told Rameya, Iyat amoy d'shem yibaka hanoy v'nimtza zeh shoyset falam afrey. I mean, it's very nice. You're letting this person drink wine the whole Shabbos. But what happens if somewhere along the way, yibaka hanoy, and now you're not going to be able to be mafresh. So then you won't have the breira to be gloy milsalam afrey. So Avadi holds yesh breira. He's not worried about breira. And he holds yesh breira even though it's terrible das atzmai. The problem is, shem yibaka hanoy. Amadem Rameya told him, shem yibaka. If it happens, we'll talk about it. But the bottom line, in other words, that's a nice way of saying that I'm not chay Hashem Yibak Anoy. But the point is, at the end of the day, Rava said you have no rias from there that there's a chilik in the sugya breir between Teil B'das Atzma and Teil B'das Achem. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is our Mishnah holds Ein Breira. Rabbi Yochanan took our Mishnah to an extreme. He said Ein Breira L'kula Ula Chumra. That not only in the fourth case of the Mishnah is the Halacha Pasul L'Garish Boy, but you don't even have a Reich again. And we had an ensuing discussion. Our Mishnah's case of Ein Breira was a case where he was Teil B'das Atzma. What if he was Teil B'das Achem? What if it was the same case? He told us Soif Rav, two wives, same name, but not Soif Le'ezer She'etzem En Agarish. Sounds like it's the same case. That was Rabbi Yehuda Tinisua. But in the Gemara, it emerged the whole daf that it's not muchach that it's the same case. Because it could be when you tell about that's when you play Hashmei Sifim, when you yourself are not sure now, then there's no Igloi Milsalam Afreya. But if I'm sure, I just wanted to be told me in something that I'm not aware about, so good. Could be my being sure now could be mitzuruf to what happens later, and then you could say Yesh Breira. Is there such a Svara? Rav Oishia seemed to think that there's a Sfar L'chalik. Abaya certainly held that there was a Sfar L'chalik. Ramashar Shia seemed to think that there was a Sfar L'chalik. In fact, he held that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, and Shas is that there's a Chalik. Rabbi Yehuda held, it's mamish the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda heard the Shaila, said to me, so I don't see any Chalik between the two cases. Rabbi said the same thing. He said, Manda Islay Islay. Umanda Lesley. Lesley, this is the Gittin Dav Chav Hey Sugya, a Breira that appears in Shas. What's that Lacha, by the way? Yesh Breira Ein Breira. Stam kedai to know. L'halacha we paskin that by dine de oiraisa ein breira, by dine de rabbanan yesh breira. That's the halacha. And it's got a big shayla. The shayla is it because we're misopic? Like we're not sure? Is that the reason? So misopic, when it comes to dine de oiraisa, you have to say ein breira. But by the rabbanans, you could say yesh breira. Or no, it's b'teres vade. L'may nafkemina, because if it's only by the rices out the suffix that you're saying game breaker, that means the suffix you'd also have to say yesh breaker. That's a shiloh, but that's the bottom line. The bottom line is by the rices we always assume in halacha, aim breaker, as it relates to the rabbanans, we assume yesh breaker, and we'll stop here.